listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. There's a long list of jobs to do out of the Strengthening Medicare report. It calls for more supports and investments for GPs, building better relationships between those in primary healthcare and making improvements in streamlining digital health. Health Minister Mark Butler says the possibility of increasing the Medicare rebate is on the table, but money won't fix all the problems.
We can't just add more money to existing systems, particularly where those systems aren't performing against a range of indicators.
That being said, $750 million will be spent getting the measures in the report going. Every state and territory leader across Australia has joined with the PM in signing a statement of intent on a voice to Parliament. It's happened at National Cabinet in Canberra this morning. Anthony Albanese says it's critical that the nation comes together on such an important matter.
This is about two things: recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in our constitution, in our nation's birth certificate, and they should be consulted. There should be a consultative body. All it is for matters that affect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
A penguin man's been charged with attempted murder following an incident on the northwest coast earlier this week. The 54-year-old's facing a string of charges including burglary, wounding and breaching a family violence order. And major roads around Hobart, including the Bowen Bridge, will be closed on Sunday morning as the Ironman 70.3 event gets underway. Over 1,200 athletes are taking part in Tasmania's first ever Ironman event. The Brisbane Heat are riding high into tomorrow night's Big Bash final after their upset win over the Sixers last night. The Heat will face the Scorchers in front of their home fans at Perth's Optus Stadium. And Jack Jumpers vice captain Jared Weeks will celebrate his 250th game at their matchup against the Illawarra Hawks tomorrow night. Head coach Scott Roth says Weeksy's been a key part of the side.
He's been great. You know, his leadership with him and Clint have been fantastic over the course of the last season and this season. And he continues to obviously do all the little things that are needed to help our group.